You're listening to Countless Screaming Argonauts.
Baby, check this out.
Guys talking to everyone about anything. We're being produced by 8 Beer Sampler Productions for internet consumption. I'm Max, and my co-host is the Penguin.
Hey, how you doing, Max?
Howdy. And tonight we start with our second start, because we actually started this before, but you didn't hear it because we're having some technical difficulties, but now don't we sound great? One thing we're going to talk about is things
Words
that people don't have a name for, but they use them anyway, or they talk about them, or they encounter them in their lives. And what are those things that we're talking about? Well, let's just jump
Well,
right
let's
in.
Tell the story about how it started. You were
okay.
Doing some work on a computer, right?
I was doing some work on a computer. Actually, one of my coworkers has a laptop computer that literally wore through the nubby thing in the middle of the keypad that points the cursor, and wanted a replacement for it. And so I got the replacement for it, but couldn't remember what it was called. Strangely enough, that same week there was a second one. The same way, literally worn completely through. Some people use them, and people that use them really a lot. But anyway, so the question is...
So those nubby pointy thing.
The nubby pointy thing in the middle of a laptop keypad, what is that?
Right.
Now, you want to just list all the things that we didn't know what the name was, that we found them now, and let people have a chance to cogitate on them a bit?
Sure, they could do that. The little squiggles that you use in a comic... To denote cursing, that was another one.
Denote, that's a good word.
Denote cursing, right?
Yep.
The sound of your stomach rumbling, there's a special word for that.
Has an official name.
Right. And one of my favorites, the indentation that runs from under your nose to the middle of your lip. You can't see mine, it's covered by a mustache, but for most people, you see that in the middle of their face.
I have as much hair covering that place as I do the top of my head. So, shall we name the things that people might be wondering, what the hell is that nubby pointing thing in the middle of the laptop keyboard?
Well, I just got a missive from Research Girl concerning the nubby pointy thing.
Okay.
Now, I looked it up. I tried to look it up. And like I said before, when we weren't recording, not to waste that good material... I got at least 12 different citations on the internet where it was simply called the nubby pointy thing in the middle of the laptop keyboard.
I do like that.
Now, she said that she found it referred to as a tiny joystick.
Okay. That's not
a pointer. Or a pointer.
Yeah.
But to me, that's more a description of what it is and not the official name of it.
It's not the official name for it. I've seen kids in Catholic school hit with a pointer, and it would hurt more than if you were hit with a nubby pointy thing. It's not a pointer. You know what it is?
Uh-huh.
It's called a track point.
A track point.
Yep. It's like a track ball, except it's got a pointer on it.
Huh.
At least that's what I've found on the internet.
Interesting.
Yep.
Interesting.
All IBM machines have them. Not only that, but the best made laptops, if you can afford them. I stopped noticing them years ago. But anyway,
I never liked
IBM,
them.
IBM calls them. No, I think it's in the way.
I do too. Plus, they were always like, they were rarely. They seemed like they were a different color. They didn't seem to fit right. I didn't like them. I wouldn't want a nubby pointers in the middle of my laptop keyboard. I don't like the touchpad either, but that's just me.
Oh, I love the touchpad. But I don't like the touchpad on my new Mac because you can't double tap with it. The touchpad on all the PCs that I know, and I'm fully willing to become a Mac fan, although at this point, not so much. But I can't double tap and click on the Mac touchpad like I can on my PC touchpad. I use all kinds of or support all kinds of laptops at work, and I zip zop. I never get a mouse out when I'm working on a laptop.
Right. Well, all I can say is I think that we're going to have to, from now on, anytime you mention that damn new Apple computer, that we're going to ring a bell, you know, bing, yeah. Because I'm getting pretty sick and tired of it, I have to tell you.
Well, I'm a little bit annoyed with it, too, because I'm recording on the PC right now because the goddamn Mac isn't working. Every time I touch something, I get the pinwheel of delay. And it lasts for sometimes 5 minutes, and I have no idea why that's going on, but it's got to
be fixed. It sounds like a Mac problem.
I think it
is. Speaking of goddamn, we can jump right to the second word, the squiggles that are used to denote cussing in a comic book.
What are those squiggles in a comic book called?
Well, you know, like when you have a Peanuts cartoon, you open up your comics on Sunday morning.
You open up your Peanuts in the morning.
You open up your Peanuts in the morning, and there's Charlie Brown.
I don't open up my Peanuts until the afternoon.
Lucy is there, and she's going to pull the football out, and he falls on his ass, and he stands up, and he says, Lucy, what the fuck are you doing? They can't put that
right
in the comic because it's a family comic. So they put some squiggly lines.
Right.
They put, you know, a question mark, a pound sign, dollar sign, percentage sign, or whatever. That's actually
say
called a quimp. Ampersand,
it's a quimp,
right?
Thank you.
A quimp. A quimp.
I didn't know that. I did not know that.
And do you know what the pound sign is called? I just found this out when I was looking that up. The pound sign, the official name for a pound sign?
What is it?
Is glyph.
No, really?
G-L-Y-P-H, yes.
Wow.
It's a glyph.
A glyph now, is a generic term.
Right.
Meaning
a symbol of some sort.
Right, exactly. So that's interesting. I did not know that that was called a glyph.
There you go.
The
other one that we mentioned was the stomach rumbling. Okay,
yes.
when you haven't had your Taco Bell dill, the research boy, when he doesn't get his Taco Bell, he can sit there.
He's the booth boy, damn it.
Your booth boy, he can sit there with the stomach rumbling. And that's called a wamble. And that sounds.
There's going to be some grumbling for calling me research boy. And just to
some wambling or some quimping.
I'll show you quimping. And just to throw in a note real quick, I was going to say this earlier. Yeah. The first time that I ever saw a track point would be Fieldstone Farm. I remember it specifically.
Wow.
I believe it would be Kevin, but I don't know that for sure, brought a laptop with a track point.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, you know what? I think it's possible that track points are older than
I would not doubt that.
That would...
Is that...
I mean...
Is that weird?
That was close to 20 years
ago. It was close to 20 years ago, and yet I remember it.
I think we're...
No, could have been. Must have been.
Oh, not Fieldstone
yes.
Farms.
No, 10 years ago. 10 years ago. It was Mert's 80th birthday right around. Because 75,
right.
We were in Orlando.
Okay.
And I
so
think
that
was 80.
Yeah.
Wow.
Cool.
10 years ago, 1997. Track point.
You know, was it? So that would have been an IBM laptop, and it would have been still a laptop. My old roommate had a portable computer.
Wait, it was a lightweight, weighed only about 17 pounds.
Did you ever see one of those portable computers?
Yes.
It was the size of a suitcase.
Uh-huh.
And it had like a 12-inch screen.
Right. And you opened it up. It looked like a suitcase. It had a handle on it the whole bit. I've seen them. Oh, yeah.
No track point.
No track points.
What do you call that thing under your nose and above your lip? Oh, you missed it.
The indentation. The indentation. The philtrum.
The indentation.
The philtrum.
Yeah, but I thought for sure you were going to say mustache.
No, I wasn't going to go there.
All right.
Because I don't have a philtrum. Mine's covered with a mustache.
Well, you have a philtrum, but it is covered with a mustache.
Well, my philtrum is filled with hair.
That's right. And what do you call it? There's another name for a mustache. What is it, a soup strainer, or is that a beard?
Oh, there's a lot of names for mustaches. That would be one. Soup strainer would be.
Yeah. Anyway, the thing that everybody has under their nose and above their lip is a philtrum.
So there are four things that we didn't know the names that actually had names, and now we do know what
now
they're
we
called.
Know. And one way or another, they're all nubby pointy things. All right, no, maybe not.
Yep, there you go. So, Max, tell me, what'd you think about that UPS story, about them saving all that money? Wasn't that an interesting tidbit?
I think that's fascinating. It's too odd to be true, and yet it's true, and yet it's important. Why don't you tell the people what it is we're talking about?
Well, I had actually read about this about a year ago. I think that when they first decided they were going to do it, UPS decided that they needed to figure out a way to save fuel on their delivery trucks. And they did a study, and the study showed that they wasted a lot of fuel waiting to make left-handed turns in cities. And if you think about it, you know that you sit there and you wait for the traffic to go by, and you got to wait and wait and wait, and you sit there. And I know down in New York, some you might have to wait 2, 3, 4 light cycles before you can actually turn your car.
Right, but if you've got to go left, you've got to make a left-hand turn.
Right, well, you don't. And what they decided that you're going to do is make 3 rights, a right turn, a right turn, a right turn, and then come in the back way. And they developed this hyper-efficient practice of right turns. They had a computer program that took their fleet and developed maps for all their deliveries. And in 1 year, they ended up saving...
developed maps for all of their deliveries, which essentially only have right turns in them.
Right.
It's bizarre.
Right. So their trucks make right turns, and they saved $28.5 million last year.
It's amazing.
$28.5 million. Just by making left... No, making no
just
left
by turn. Making right... turns. Because you can, in most states, you can right turn on red, and in any event, you don't have to wait for traffic to clear.
Right.
You can actually save money. UPS is saving tons of money by mostly making right-hand turns.
There you go.
Unbelievable. It's just it boggles my mind.
You know, but I wish you talk about being able to make money. Boy, I tell you, whoever came up with that program that makes the maps with only right turns. Can you imagine that?
I can't keep a straight face when somebody says make a map with only right-hand turns. It's bizarre.
That's it?
Come on.
That's it.
Do you suppose they had a suggestion box? Do you think somebody got, 10% of the $28 million?
I don't know.
Well, I retired because I told the UPS guys to only make right-hand turns.
Make right turns, right? And look at all that money they save on energy. And, they got to be paying $4 a gallon for diesel fuel for their trucks. I mean, it's an amazing amount of money that they're saving.
A political aspect to it? I mean, do you think we're all going to have to make right turns eventually?
Well, I could see one of the candidates, one of the presidential candidates, having a right-hand turn platform, that he wouldn't want it to be called, you wouldn't want to call it going right.
Well, then maybe they would.
Well,
you'd have to not be a Democrat.
Right.
Right is right.
So the Republicans can come up with their own name for it, but the Democrats can call it the right-hand turn or the right.
it's they can't argue with it. It's going to be not wrong. I don't know. It's weird.
It is. It's fascinating stuff. It's amazing.
It's good stuff. Since it's the end of the year, I dug up a few stories of the weird, which I thought I'd throw at you just for
sure.
Your reaction. I've got like, I don't know, 10 of them, I guess. I can't tell you which website came up with this, but the number one news of the weird, I'm not going to count them down backwards, was voted to be a story about a duck that somebody shot and put in their refrigerator for 2 days. And the guy's wife opened up the refrigerator, and the duck raised its head. The duck was not dead. They took it to an animal care place where the duck intends to, or they intend for the duck to live out the rest of its life.
The rest of its life?
Yeah. Honest to God, a female mallard duck, some guy shot it and put it in the refrigerator. Makes you kind of wonder about, you know, the sanitation of it, because I don't know if you've ever done any hunting, but generally you want to dress out an animal pretty quickly after you kill it. He thought right. He killed it. He threw it in the refrigerator, and it wasn't dead, and the metabolism just slowed down in the day.
And the duck survived.
And the duck survived and lives today.
Wow.
There That's was a story about... It is. It's just weird. There was a story about a woman whose toilet backed up, and she cursed at it and was arrested for cursing in her own bathroom at her own toilet.
I did hear about one. I did hear about that one. And I, if I remember correctly, one of the people said that this wasn't your basic quimp. This was a long string. This was a long string of curses in a myriad of different patterns.
Right. It was a fucking tirade. But they arrested her
for cursing in her own house.
I think I read that the judge let her off because under the circumstances she was home and it was understandable.
Right.
Did you see the one about the guy in the wheelchair who got hit by a truck and pushed in front of an 18-wheeler at 50 miles an hour?
No.
Yep.
No.
It's a true story. The handles of his wheelchair got pushed. The guy went 50 miles an hour in front of he must have been scared out of his mind. True story.
Afterwards, they took him and they threw him in the refrigerator. And 2 days later, when they opened the refrigerator,
he cursed at them when they let him out. What the fuck are you trying to do? True story. And of course, everybody knows the story about the judge. I want to say administrative law judge who sued the Korean couple for $65 million. For losing a pair of his pants.
No, I didn't hear that one. They lost a pair of the judge's pants.
They lost a pair of the judge's pants, and he sued them for $65 million.
Well, it's a good thing we have such a good jurisprudence system, you know, that you can
do something. Yeah. Again, I think this one was thrown out of court. The poor people offered, I believe, up to like $10,000 or $15,000. To make it right, and of course they offered to buy him another pair of pants, but he was just a son of a bitch, and he said, no, I want $65
million. $65 million. Wow.
That's a great pair of pants right there.
I would say. I bet you they weren't what pair of those Ray-Bans, or whatever they're called.
Well, I don't think they'd be Ray-Bans. I don't know what they are. I got more, but... We are going to have a phone call. Do we want to go get the man from Manhattan?
Let's do it. Let's get the man from Manhattan. It's coming up. I mean, New Year's is only a few days away. Booth Boy is going down to Times Square to sow his wild oats. Yeah, he's going to Times Square to sow his wild oats. It'll be the second time that he is doing that. Third time, maybe.
Has wilded his oats.
Right. He's going to bring some friends down. They're going to be had, red.
We have spoken with the Manhattan Man before, and we wanted to get
him. Yeah, hello.
Hey, there he is, the man from Manhattan. Welcome to Countless Screaming Argonauts.
Welcome back.
You remember us, don't you, Manhattan
I
Man?
Do. You guys, are you still on with the computer thing?
Yeah, that's we're still doing the podcast. They haven't been able to stop us yet.
I hear they're piping it into the dairy barns in Vermont.
Because they want cottage cheese, right? Making
something
cows.
Like that. Keep the cows, keep the ladies happy.
Yeah. Well, we're trying to get an exclusive deal with the Quickie Marts to pipe it in there instead of Muzak.
That'd be great. You have a riot in aisle 3. Please turn it off.
clean up in aisle 4, please.
You got that.
So listen.
Run in, drop the money on the counter.
Yep, and that's it. Listen, it's coming up on the end of the year. We were just sitting there talking about some weird stories and stuff, but when you start talking about New Year's, we start talking about resolutions and things that we want to see happening in the new year. And I could not think of somebody whose opinions and theories and thoughts I wanted to hear more than from the man from Manhattan.
All right. Well, that's some smart thinking on your part there. I like that.
you
guys know David Letterman, right?
Sure, sure.
Okay. Well, we know him personally. All right, it's a lie.
Personally, okay.
I've
been up there on 52nd Street to this show a couple times. I see the top 10 things. So I got 10 wishes for 2008.
All right, let's hear it.
All right, do them.
All right, number 10. We want a quick year, really fast, so that the inauguration, no matter who it is, gets here fast.
360. Right.
All right. Number 9, a flashlight and a map for Eli Manning, because right now he can't find his ass in the dark. So.
He couldn't find it. He had both hands on it.
That's right.
So I take it you're going to take New England in tomorrow's game?
As much as I don't want to, I think I'm laying the 2 touchdowns and you're going to see history.
I'll tell you what. On this podcast, this being the podcast of record, I will take the Giants in that game.
All right. $1,250 to sit in the upper deck, one ticket. And I understand the Chads are snapping them up like crazy.
Well, no one ever said they were a smart group of people.
Well, there's
some upset housewives in Jersey because they think they're getting rid of their husbands for Saturday night, and they're not. He says, honey, I paid for Christmas, and she don't care. Go to the game.
You cut out of there, Honest Manhattan Man. I didn't catch all that.
Sorry about that. I said, you know, there's some housewives in Jersey, and they, you know, their husbands are all happy because they got rid of their tickets and they paid for Christmas, and she just wants them out of the house for the 5 hours.
Yeah, she'd rather not have the $250 and have him sitting there somewhere else on Saturday.
That's right. All right, number 8. A new album from They Might Be Giants. Enough said there. That's the music critic in me.
That's a thing we want this year. I'm with that.
All right, number 7.
Things we want.
5.
Nope.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. The number 7th most important thing we want for the new year.
For 2008, that's right. 5 chastity belts for Britney.
Yeah.
Ashley, that's anybody named Ashley, and both Olsen twins, and Queen Latifah too. She could go for one herself. That's probably 6.
What about Britney's sister?
It's too late.
Yeah, that is true.
That should have been on the 2007 list, evidently.
Could they actually be family of the year? You have Britney with all of her problems. Her mom wrote that book about how to raise children. My God, you got to be kidding me. And then the 16-year-old gets pregnant. I tell you.
That's right.
Well, you know, it's like the Time Magazine, you know, person of the year. It doesn't have to be the best person. It just has to be the person that's the most interesting. And that's,
of
that's
notoriety.
The,
absolutely.
That's the family of the year for sure.
It could be officially the Dr. Phil trifecta.
I like it. Dr. Phil. What else?
Number six is a kind of a personal wish for the man from Manhattan, and that is a half a pound of 50s. Because in the springtime, they're letting my kids loose on Disney World, and I'm going to need every dime of it. So just measure out the 8 ounces and shoot the dollars down here.
Buying Disney by the pound.
You know, right, might be able to... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, you might be able to get Booth Boy to buy a couple of lottery tickets. He can definitely turn it on.
Had a little success while he was down here in the great green state of New York.
Yes, and it's a new year in a couple of days, so he should be able to hit for 08.
I hope so. Right.
Yeah, we were saying earlier, although I don't think it got recorded in this particular or that particular instance, but 08 is the lucky year according to Chinese beliefs. 08 is a lucky number. I happen to live at the intersection of Route 8 and Route 88, so I'm thinking.
And we know how lucky you are.
Yeah,
you know, Max, I see you. Max, I see you, and I think of that poor dog with the broken leg and the three legs and the tail all broken. Named Lucky. That's
a
there
few
you go.
Patches of hair missing.
If it weren't for bad luck.
They were discussing on the podcast The Skeptic's Guide to the Universe what exactly mange is.
isn't that one of the New England states? Mange,
yes. No, they had a picture of me there, and they said, "Well, it involves not having enough hair." Anyway.
Very good. Number five. I think we're at number five.
Did we do six? Oh! I have one more thing about the number eight, just because I had to finish with that. They are starting the Olympics in China on the 8 of 2008.
8-8-08. Right. That's scary shit. You're bringing the Olympics to Beijing.
Well, the air quality there is incredibly horrific. And they're not even bringing the athletes. They were interviewing the Canadian track coach, and he said, "We're going to go to Indonesia and practice because it's reasonably the same climate, but we're not going to China until the day before we have to run because I'm afraid my people aren't going to be able to breathe when we get there."
I'm sorry to be the man from Manhattan here, but the problem is not fucking air quality, okay? They got 3 billion people in this joint, and you know what they do? They roll out a tank in front of one guy and a stupid 4-foot-10-inch slant-eyed bastard stands in front of the tank in the middle of Tiananmen Square, and you're giving me air quality? There's some other issues, all right?
No, but seriously, it's really, really bad. It's like 4 times the American standard for unhealthy air. Anyway, going along.
Sorry. I walk down Lexington Avenue every day and it doesn't bother me. They should probably sign right up for the fucking decathlon. You know what I'm saying?
I think you could probably move faster than some of these heavy breathing Chinese. I think we have something for the Apologia for next week. They're
Yeah, apologizing to the Chinese government for sure.
All right,
only one out of every 6 people on the planet. Okay.
Jeez, we're sorry, but they only have 3 names, so we can apologize in short. Definitely apologies, COVID. Back to the Manhattan Man list of wishes for next year.
All right. It's good that we're talking about sports because number five is for a new BCS system. I do not understand how the number one team in the country can all of a sudden be number 9 and they do not get to play in a bowl game, but 2 of the teams that they beat on the same field, oh no, those guys get bowl bids. It makes no sense to me at all.
Who is that? I didn't follow it that close. I know a lot of number 2s got knocked off.
Mizzou. Mizzou.
Mizzou's number nine now?
Well, I guess they got to be because there's eight BCS teams and they don't have a BCS bowl bid. And Illinois does and they beat them. And Kansas does and they beat them.
Wow.
That's number five.
So it's not who you beat.
Anybody out there think that we should not have a football playoff? I mean, come on.
Silence is deafening.
That's all right.
Number four.
All right, number four. That certain people out there will just sit down and shut up. come to mind Al Wadari and Shake Your Booty, and there's a lot of them. You could just sit down and shut up.
We hear you already, and we don't care.
Number three, no more high def. Too much high definition. Definition of high up, okay?
Up definition?
Enough high definition.
Enough up definition. And you know, it's scaring some of the Hollywood people, some of the older Hollywood stars, because we're beginning to, like, get a look at their pores and their skin, and some of them are like, not so close.
Agreed.
Please back away from the camera.
Back away from the camera.
All right. Number two, an end to what we have called the steroid era. I have had enough, and it is time to move on to another era.
What will we call it? What should the new era be?
I think it has to define itself before we can name it there, future boy. But we'll...
What, are you going to be profound on me now, man?
You're asking me what to call it. It hasn't happened yet. You know, after it gets here, I'll go, all right, now I understand. I'll call it something.
All right. It's a good point.
Just as long as we don't call it, the Red Sox win a bunch of championships era.
Oh, God, you had to go there. Thanks.
I'm sorry. I just had to.
All right. And the number one wish for... 08. Actually, I'm going to hold off on that for a second because I have a friend and she always comes up with these pithy little things like be alive in 05 and get up to tricks in 06 and a slice of heaven in 07, all this nonsense. And I know she said something about great in 08, but I think I'm just going to go with masturbate in 08. I like it.
We were talking about going to the Harry Puffer vacation a little earlier in the podcast that didn't get recorded. So if you say so, I'm
but not frankly, the number one wish of the man from Manhattan for 08 is a million listeners for the CSA podcast.
All right.
And you guys deserve it.
thank you. We do appreciate that.
Yes,
and,
if
we could get the Chinese to go for that masturbate in 08, maybe there wouldn't be 6 billion of them.
There you go. And you know what? Maybe it would improve the air quality. Who knows?
Well, I mean, there's all this stuff about cattle farting. I mean, what does 1.3 billion people smell like?
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. All right,
guys, thanks a lot for having me on. Love to come back someday, and take care.
All right, we will. Thanks a lot,
thanks,
Mr.
Thanks for having me. We got to push this puppy right along here. So just a couple more things. All right. Back to the news of the weird very quickly, and then you can do some apologia. All right there, Penguin?
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Give me something weird.
There was a man arrested for having sex with a dead deer. I'm just throwing it out. We don't need to comment. It's a true story. Yeah. And actually, the same guy was on probation at the time for having killed a horse in order to have sex with it. So that fits in the news of the weird.
Yeah, that's pretty weird.
In another episode of News of the Weird, there was a place, I suppose it was in India, I don't remember the exact location, where some people had left their homemade beer out to percolate and ferment, some elephants got into it, and they got drunk, and they ripped down some telephone poles, and six elephants were electrocuted. You can't make this stuff up. True story. Happened this year.
Shocking.
Drunken elephants. Shockingness. And finally,
oh, man.
Finally, there was a man who was out with his son, a 50-some-year-old man, and his 20-some-year-old son. They saw a rattlesnake. They cut the head off with a shovel, beat it several times with a shovel, and it went under the truck. The man reached under the truck. The snake had turned and bit him, and they had to rush him to the hospital in order to save his life. True story, not particularly funny, but have it the news of the weird for 2007, or as I like to say, 2007. This is another little thing I want to point out real quick. It's the 20s, folks. It's not the 2000s. It's like the 1900s. People kept saying 1900s until they got to the 10s. Are we going to have to wait till 2010 before we start calling them the 20s? Next year is 2008. Sorry, little impromptu rant.
You got
something for us on the apologies?
Yeah, well, yeah, we really need to apologize for a couple of weeks ago.
Why should we apologize?
We did that interview with Sanjay and the Quickie Mart, and I feel that we really need to apologize to all the extra marts, the 7-Elevens, the New England Cumberland Farms, the Gas and Goes of the world. I mean, I just to offer some heartfelt apology for the comments that we made a couple of weeks ago during our conversation. We impugned the store. We impugned their product. We impugned their workers, the assistant managers, the managers, the price gouging, their lottery ticket sales,
the super quick marts,
the nudie
dogs.
Magazines, the microwave and eat foods, the hot dogs, the nachos, the nacho cheese, you know. And the reality is we can't live without convenience stores.
We need the super quick mart. Absolutely true.
At 3 o'clock on one of our beer or drug induced stupors. We have to be able to find the Quickie Mart for some Oreos or Ding Dongs or a Snickers bar.
Right.
So I just want to say I'm sorry.
We're very, very deeply sorry.
We're deeply sorry.
I'm so hungry.
Yeah, I know the hot dog's been there for 9 hours, but it's okay, Will.
It's okay. We apologize. Thank you for that. That was heartfelt, and we certainly didn't intend to offend anyone.
And next week we'll be apologizing to the Chinese people in general.
I think that's
entirely
possible.
So,
yeah.
So do listen for that one. Do listen to that one.
Can we sneak in the word of the week real quick? I know we got to go.
Sure.
But
I
just think it's because we're at the post Christmas thing. A lot of kids have been playing with their new Christmas presents. I think we could hit it real quick. I love this new word of the week. You wanna hit the folks with it?
Sure. As everybody knows, one of the most popular toys this year for the Xbox 360 was Guitar Hero. It's a cute little game. Kids are playing it for hours and hours and hours, and Booth Boy is a Guitar Hero fan. He's become a Guitar Hero fan, but after playing it for a couple hours, your hand just starts to get very sore and it hurts. And Research Girl coined the phrase, and I'm giving her full credit for it.
I love
calling it Guitarple Tunnel Syndrome when you play it. Guitar for 3 hours, or you play your Xbox game for 3 hours, and your wrist hurts so much, you have guitarpal tunnel syndrome.
I think she should patent it there. We got to copyright that. That's an outstanding term.
I love
our
it.
Word of the week.
Our word of the week. Listen, our time is up. We got to thank our Booth Boy and Research Girl for all their help tonight. They were great, as always. Thanks very much. You guys,
thanks,
without
folks.
You, Without you, we wouldn't have half the fun that we do.
And we would just be two guys.
We would just talk to ourselves on the phone.
Thank you very much. On the phone. Production team, great job.
Max, happy new year.
You too. You too. And happy 2008.
I remember. Masturbate in 08.
I'm your only friend. I'm not your only friend, but I'm a little glowing friend. But really, I'm not actually your friend, but I am. There's a picture opposite me of my primitive ancestry, which stood on rocky shores and kept the beaches shipwreck free. Though I respect that a lot, I'd be fired if that were my job. After killing Jason,